Welcome to the Small Batch edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour. I am Stephen Thompson, a writer and editor with NPR Music, and I'm here with Gene Demby, the lead blogger for Code Switch. Hello, Gene.
Hey, Stephen. Good morning.
It is good to see you here. Unfortunately, we are here on fairly sad terms. We're here to talk about the legacy of Stuart Scott, a longtime ESPN anchor who died early Sunday morning.
Right.
I feel like Stuart Scott is someone whose legacy extends well beyond sports. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think it extends like into journalism quite a bit. I know when I was 14 or 15, when I first started watching SportsCenter, which I think a lot of people think was sort of an overdone shtick with like, booyah.
Booyah.
Right.
Boom, yeah.
But I remember distinctly one morning I was getting up going to school and SportsCenter was on, and because it's always on. And my sister sort of commenting, I was like, oh my God, that's so ghetto. Why is this guy talking like that on the news, right? But I remember thinking, oh my God, this is a guy who speaks the language that me and my friends speak, right? And he's on TV, right? And suddenly the universe of possibility was sort of a lot wider and broader.
Yeah, I think you bring up an interesting point about the conversational tone that he had. And it was really interesting, like, looking at my Twitter feed, I learned of his death on Twitter.
Yeah, me too.
Kind of midstream. Mm-hmm. Like, people were already, it was, oh no, Stuart Scott. Oh my God, Stuart. And I was amazed at the universal nature of the grief. People I don't necessarily think of as big sports people who were just absolutely crushed by it. And I think that that conversational way of speaking, that while there was an element of shtick to it, it still felt like a very accessible way into whatever he was talking about.
Yeah, it's weird because Scott was like sort of anomaly on SportsCenter when he came aboard. You know, you had Dan Patrick and you had Kilborn and those guys.
Craig Kilborn and Keith Olbermann.
Right, yeah. And those guys were always sort of like, there's almost an irony to the way they did it.
Not almost.
There were
big creamy whipped dollops of irony all over everything.
And Scott was like this really effusive guy, right? He seemed like sort of unabashedly to be excited by sports. But you know, the other people were sort of like, there was very like monotone, almost like.
Well, monotone and not necessarily with the Olbermann, Kilborn types. That's more like kind of this arch quality,
sure, right,
which Stuart Scott didn't have, and which is part of what was so appealing about him. But I feel like he was kind of an anomaly in across talking about sports, that sports is this amazing shortcut into anger.
Mm.
It's an amazing shortcut into hostility. It's an amazing shortcut into know-it-allness of sports fans. And if you listen to a lot of sports radio, it's amazing how much anger there is.
Yes, a lot of it. It's very aggressive. It's very, like, pointed.
And it's kind of like toy aggression and toy anger. It's not based on, like, actual indignities that we're suffering. But this was a guy who was just having, who was very knowledgeable, was a very good journalist, but it seemed like he was goofing around. It seemed like he was just having a blast.
Right. I remember specifically how heartfelt his remembrance of Walter Payton was when Walter Payton died.
Yeah, Walter Payton was only 46 and Stuart Scott was 49.
When he was leading in, he was talking about how he wore Walter Payton's jersey's number when he played like intramural club football at the University of North Carolina because he wanted to be sweetness, right? Stuart Scott is the face of this big monolith, and you know, he was the one who seemed like really gung-ho and an embrace of fandom. Right.
As somebody who has a very mixed view of ESPN, who gets very frustrated with ESPN, it's something I just hope they never stop channeling.
So early in SportsCenter's run, it seemed like everyone was tilting towards the Kilborn, Olbermann, Patrick model. But it seems like a lot of the newer people, Scott Van Pelt, are much more like Stuart Scott.
I was talking with Linda about this earlier, and we were talking about the way you would watch him, and it felt like you were listening to your friends.
Mm.
And we were discussing the way booyah and, you know,
Cool is the other side of the pillow,
and all of these just ways of, all of that was just a way of saying, wow!
Yeah, absolutely.
And the fact is, like, it's sports.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That's what we do.
You sit there waiting to be dazzled.
Mm-hmm.
You sit there waiting to be knocked out. Maybe
right.
You sit there waiting to be outraged.
Mm-hmm.
You sit there waiting for the big thing to happen.
Yeah.
And when your show is about watching a roundup of the big things that happened, it should be an enthusiastic
thing.
Absolutely.
I think it's the way most of us sort of metabolize sports, right?
Right.
Yeah, we get upset at our quarterbacks when they suck, right? And we get upset at our GMs when they, like, make bad draft choices. But I think a lot of times we just want to see people who can do amazing things do those amazing things.
Yeah, we're waiting to be thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to channel that while still remaining very knowledgeable, while still being a good journalist. And that combination of sensibilities is just a crushing thing to lose at such an early
age. He's only 49.
49 years old. It's just, infuriating and sad, and he will be greatly missed.
Yeah. His speech at the ESPYs last year in 2014, he won the Perseverance Award. His speech was really moving, and he brought his daughter up on the stage. And it was just one of those moments where he didn't seem like he was pitying himself, you know?
Right.
Even though I think it would have been an opportunity to sort of to do that. I mean, that just wasn't who he was.
I also realized something else recently. I said, I'm not losing. I'm still here. I'm fighting. I'm not losing. But I got to amend that. When you die, that does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live.
Full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday at npr.org and through iTunes and other podcast providers. Thank you so much, Gene.
Thank you, Stephen.